course, we have one or two in here who didn't make it by way of education. Louis Satchmo Armstrong, Louis was the most fascinating of all.
Louis was 70 on July 4th, yeah. And Louis and his wife Lucille are old friends of mine. Louis' manager, Joe Glazer, was Louis. He's the one who took Louis out of a band in Chicago back in the early 20s. And I was sitting in Joe Glazer's office one day, and Louis said to Joe, "Show Jack the books." And Joe says, "Why? What do we have to show Jack the books?" He says, "I want Jack to see it." So he went over to a safe, and he opened it up, and he took out savings bank books. Piles and piles and piles of savings bank books. Into each bank, Joe Glazer for Louis had put $10,000. Now, Louis, I'm sure, had over $1 million in that pile of bank books. Louis didn't believe in stocks, and I must say that this time of the year, this year, Louis was right.
I should say.
And Louis, as he said on the air the other day in an interview, he lives well, but not flamboyantly. He says no yachts, no things like that.
No, he's in the same modest
lives
home
out in Queens.
In Corona,
where
he always
And lives. Lucille is beautifully dressed.
That's right.
Louis is always well dressed, always well taken care of.
That's right.
And he's, his whole lifestyle has been very sensible.
He says that Mr. Glazer gives him a small allowance every week.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He always called him Mr. Glazer.
Is that so?
Joe was about 5 years older than Louis, but he always called him Mr. Glazer. And that was not Uncle Tom.
No, I think that was probably
I saw Joe Glazer.
Respect for him.
I remember we went to the Latin Quarter the last time he played there. He had taken off all that weight, and I thought he looked bad. And of course, it turned out later that he had taken off too much, and a lot of his organs collapsed, and he was in the hospital for a while. But Joe and I and Lucille sat together at the opening with another friend of Lucille who had been a chorus girl at the Cotton Club years ago when Lucille was. And Louis, I don't know exactly what Louis, I know what he has, but it's very difficult to explain. I remember I got very mad at a certain columnist who was dead here in New York, who belabored Louis, calling him a handkerchief something or other, some kind of a bad name, because she thought she was very an enlightened Negrophile. And actually, this is something Louis did out of comfort, because Louis perspired when he played, and he certainly didn't want to stand there with streaming down his face. A handkerchief face or something. Handkerchief head, I think. Handkerchief head.
Yeah.
As if he were a field hand. Well, Louis was working in his field, and he was a field hand, but he was a star.
And he was working.
And he was working.
That's right.
And I got quite...
Did you know how he got the name... Satchmo?
No, I forget
he was
it.
He was in England, and there was an English columnist writing for one of the magazines, and he was known as Satchel Mouth. And this fellow apparently didn't get it correct, so he put Satchmo, and from there on it stuck, you know?
That's right. I remember now.
And the kind of singing he was doing there for a while, where he improvised without any words, came as a result of making a record when the music fell off the stand and he couldn't remember the words.
Probably the original sketching.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Dr. Flynn, and Augusta Baker, Mrs. Augusta Baker, who's librarian she's head librarian of the New York Public Library, and Dr. James Joseph Flynn. We're talking about his book, Negroes of Achievement in Modern America, published by Dodd Mead. We'll be back in a few moments. This is WOR New York, your station for news as it happens.